Well, Penny Sippy, thanks so much for joining us on the Drinks Adventures podcast for a quick chat about Australian Cocktail Month, which got underway this week, didn't it?
It did. Thanks for having me, James. Yes, it started off on the 1st of May, so we are now live, which is exciting. It's been quite a while in the making since October last year, so it's exciting to have May here.
And it was conceived by yourself. It was something that did come directly out of COVID, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Finished up my previous role in September last year, and I had a little bit of time on my hands. I knew I wanted to stay within the hospitality industry, and I really wanted to try and do something to support the bars and bartenders as they came out of COVID and as we can currently see still dealing with the effects of COVID. So I kind of came up with this concept to encourage consumers back into bars, into the bars that they normally go into, and also to explore some new bars that they may not have been into before.
Yeah, so tell us about, you know, what the program is of events and how people can get involved.
Sure. So there are 72 bars participating, 18 in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide. And the basic concept is consumers can purchase a ticket or a pass as such to Australian Cocktail Month. That's $20 plus a booking fee. And that gives them access to kind of like a secret menu in each venue. And each venue has come up with three cocktails, one with an Australian spirit, one with an international spirit, and one low or no alcoholic option as well. And for those three cocktails, instead of them being, you know, the normal kind of like $20 to $26 price point for cocktails, you can get them at the great price of $14 when you have the Australian Cocktail Month ticket. So ultimately, if you buy two or three cocktails, you've covered your ticket price and you can get out there and try all the drinks and support the bars.
And you've been supported in that by some of the distillers and other suppliers that are essentially giving product to the bars so that they can still make a good margin on it and, you know, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, it was really important to make sure that the bars weren't losing their normal margins that they're used to. So we've had some really generous brands jump on board. As you said, some Australian distillers and some international brands as well. And the brands on board are amazing. There's everything ranging from Patron Tequila, Glenfiddich Whiskey, all the way through to some really new brands in the Australian market, Fields Botanical Eau de Vie and Needle and Pin Spirits and Barossa Shiraz Gin. So there's lots of different options and it's been great to allow the venues to be introduced to some new brands and also to see the creativity of the bartenders and the cocktails they've created. It's been really, really inspiring.
You've obviously been speaking to a lot of bar owners in recent months. How's everyone feeling about the current market having come out of, we're not out of COVID because we're still obviously dealing with it on a week-to-week basis and recent events in Sydney obviously highlight that. But what's the mood of everyone? Is everyone kind of optimistic that there is an end in sight?
Yeah, I think so. I think inherently bartenders, because of what they do and hosting people and making people feel amazing in their venues, they tend to be more optimistic. So they are positive. I think the next few months are going to be really telling. But some of the venues I've been talking to have been saying, and especially in Adelaide that hasn't been as strongly affected by COVID, they've actually been doing really well. And I think the venues in Brisbane and more so Sydney and Melbourne, they're doing as good as they can with the current restrictions on capacity. But generally, everyone is positive. But I think it's kind of like always in the back of their mind.
Are there any sort of marquee events as part of the program, or is it more really just about, you know, getting everyone out to those, some of their local bars in those capital cities and having some of these cocktails?
It's definitely more about getting people out and enjoying what the bars have to offer for this year, but definitely for next year, goal is to have some more headline kind of events. One of the ideas I had when I was planning was to keep everything within venue for this year. It's all about getting people back into the bars and supporting their bars. But saying that, some of the venues have created some activity that is kind of additional to the general kind of ticket. Alba Bar and Dining in Brisbane are doing a beautiful dinner with Herradura Tequila. So it's a food and cocktail pairing dinner. So that's taking place in a couple of weeks' time on the 19th of May. And some of the other venues are doing some more bespoke tastings and things like that for consumers as well.
Fantastic. Well, where do people go to get tickets?
So if you head to australiancocktailmonth.com.au, there's a website and you can purchase tickets on that, but you can also get a sneak peek of the three cocktails that each of the venues have created. So you can peruse that. Also on our Instagram page, which is Australian Cocktail Month, and we've created some little bar tour maps to guide people around. As I said, there's plenty of bars that people know, but it's amazing the depth of bars that we have in our cities. So hopefully those maps may guide you to somewhere you haven't been before and could introduce you to a new favourite bar.
Penny, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've been working really hard on this over the past few months. So congratulations on the launch. And listeners, I hope you'll get out and support Australian Cocktail Month.
Thank you, James.
The Drinks Adventures podcast is produced by me, James Atkinson, with additional production and mixing by Dave Robertson. You can find complete transcripts, links, and other information on the show at drinksadventures.com.au. You can follow me on all social media platforms at by James Atkinson, like my Facebook page, James Atkinson Drinks Adventures, to be kept informed of podcast giveaways and other news about the show. The Drinks Adventures podcast needs your support as listeners. Please do us a favour and leave an honest review and rating for the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. We love hearing your feedback and it helps inform other people this is a show worth listening to. Or simply drop us a line at hello@drinksadventures.com.au.